Cage raised.
I feel a new form of child rearing is in order.
The question.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
It's not relevant.
What you really need to know is where and how they were reared.
Clustered in cages, stacked on top of each other.
The primary criteria for design.
Collecting eggs, controlling disease.
I say,
why not place our next generation in such a cozy environment
with clothing, shelter, and food assured?
We need no longer worrying about saving for college education or fear fallout from infant spills leading to visits from social workers.
The ravages of elementary school bullies,
the black angst of teen rebellion, drugs, or sexuality.
From day one, their destiny will be secured.
All activities will be oriented towards reinforcing and expanding their preselected career of our choice.
What a wonderful way to ensure the future of our increasingly decrepit baby boomers.
A generation in need of supernatural geriatric support.
It's clear our current proper parents
Not been up to the task as their Game Boy, tantrum, and star throwing,
or spelling Hellspawn illustrate so well.
In a world where we must keep pace with exponential growth of technology and third world insurrections,
the luxury of allowing children to find their way simply costs too much.
Islamic fundamentalists see murder of infidels as their ticket into heaven,
willingly blow themselves up, brazenly covet dirty bombs for the ultimate suitcase threat.
Are not content to let Jews, Christians, communists, and capitalists have all the fun.
They've shown us we need to raise the bar in our game of world domination,
or watch our standard of living crumble to dust,
choking us in mediocrity and chaos.
Yes, leveling the playing field is the right thing to do
when everyone else is willing to do the same.
Sorry to offend all of you, any player with a true desire to win will seek loopholes,
take advantage of lapses in enforcement of the rules.
Every minor league wants to join the big leagues.
Our big leagues are not up to snuff.
Example.
Basketball brawls has tarnished our national character as Spanish gold shines and defines our failures.
Marketing stars with flash, slashing dunks at cash.
At the expense of fundamentals.
Hasn't translated into global success.
Long-range three-point bombers drained us.
Wake up from your fairy tale fantasies and smell the coffee.
The rest of the world is scrambling to be where we are.
Take what we have.
They don't mind sacrificing millions of their own people.
If they can elbow their way up to the bar
while we bemoan the loss of thousands.
So why have we refined commercial egg production?
Yet let down our guard.
While incubating our own golden eggs, our kids.
Allow them to fall victim to TV culture vampires who suck their souls,
advertisers who mold their desires.
Compel us to buy it for them.
Video games induce addiction,
early arthritis and obesity.
I say we pass legislation to eliminate all child welfare.
Put the progeny of the poor into programs.
Children with speech have the taint of some culture on them.
Draft them into the military.
So their violence and mindlessness are redirected into positive channels.
Pure infants in cages, immersed in their mission.
Give back to society.
Through a laser focus cultivated in isolation.
Don't tell me about peace on earth,
goodwill to men, or freedom.
Where did any of that get
Dalai Lama or his people?
A few bestsellers, an eternal exile, while the Chinese took over.
No.
No.
We need clear-headed,
cold-blooded killers
with the skills to protect us.
Not
habeas corpus, or ACLU intellectuals
who
want to give it all away.
So bring on genetic and social engineering,
plus the testing to do it in. I won't have a good night's sleep until we do.